Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, we're back. Jay Foreman, DP Austin Orman. We are old school. Brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill. If you're up there in the O, 168th and Maple, we're talking logos. Tennessee, 20-year deal with Pilot, which is a network of travel centers in North America. So if you've, I had the great honor of driving from Charlotte, North Carolina, back to Lincoln during COVID. With two kids that were so excited to be in an XL Suburban and watch movies and go through drive-thrus because there was nowhere to go. So I went through, you know, Tennessee, Missouri, and all that stuff. And those Pilots are everywhere. And the cool thing about this deal is part of the money is going to renovate the stadium. And so, and then a part of it also will... you know, you have the iconic Home of the Vols logo, but then also will portions of it will go towards their, you know, $25 million, I guess, payroll for it or whatever it is for their whole athletic department. First one down there in Tennessee. None other than Brett McMurphy covered it. Imagine that.
Our own reports say. Interesting guy, Brett McMurphy. Tennessee makes sense. I like that from them and for them. They are pretty clearly the power broker in that state when it comes to colleges.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Not Memphis, not Vandy in athletics, at least. Now, Vandy Medical Center. You know, Vandy has some alums, I'm sure, could pony up and contribute. But I feel like it has to be someone like a Tennessee that's next up. Is it Alabama? Probably not with Auburn. Right there. Auburn thinks of itself as a big boy. Is it Georgia? Not with Georgia Tech in Atlanta. Is it Clemson? Can they hold off South Carolina and get to it first? Is Texas big enough to beat other Texas schools to the punch? Yeah, I don't know. It kind of seems like Texas Tech beat Texas to it, getting the deal with Mahomes.
Yeah, I think Texas will be so proud that they won't need it, right? Whereas Texas A&M, I think, will probably be like, come one, come all.
Here's an interesting one. Washington with Boeing.
Yeah.
They tried that. And actually, but here's the override. That the biggest, that came up. And because of their legal problems.
Not happening.
Folks said no.
Microsoft?
But do you know from dollar for dollar in that state, it's Costco.
Okay.
Right, and that was a real thing. If you said here that Berkshire Hathaway, right, consider that for volume that might be it. Texas ExxonMobil is king in a space where that's a really big deal. Who's the one? Transamerica. Missouri.
Yeah, I think each
Missouri doesn't have a lot of competition.
I mean, you got play like big markets. I mean, you can even think of like up in Minneapolis, like Target and Best Buy, because their headquarters
is
up
that,
there.
Is that Cargill?
Cargill.
Yeah, I mean, they got plenty.
That's Cargill,
out there.
Right?
And so, I mean, it'll be interesting to see how teams attack this $20 to $25 million. Now, it doesn't have that's the highest you can go. But how you're going to have to be very creative Well, here's how you answer that every year.
Here's what I would ask you. The pilot gets into Tennessee. How does FedEx allow pilot to beat them to the punch?
I don't think they could do something else. I mean, you could get FedEx and be a part of like their basketball stadium. You could do, you know, you could find different ways. If you have a list of big companies, and especially mm-hmm. with the way Tennessee sports has mm-hmm. started to progress. Now the football team starts to catch up to like their likes of their basketball and baseball team. Then you're really, really, and if their women's basketball team gets back to prominence, then you're like, okay, you know, you can see where they're doing. I just think it's going to be interesting to see how certain conferences attack this $25 million and certain teams in certain like regions of the United States, because it's going to be different. You know, West Coast is kind of a little more laissez-faire. East Coast, a little bit more grimy. Then you get in there down south like the Texas and all them. And then it's going to be essentially, you know, a pee contest. Who's going to be able to, you know, either get more donations, right, and all that stuff. Because I'm telling you, I could see Texas with all their big donors mm-hmm. and all that stuff. Like, oh, no, we don't need that. We'll answer that $25 million every year. Trust me. That will be their badge honor.
Baylor? Too much of a stain for people to want to go with them quite yet?
No, I mean,
Baylor got a lot going on down there.
Waco has its own vibe.
Yeah,
it has. It's kind of the difference between Stanford and USC. They're not the same.
Yeah,
like they're in the same state, but they are not gonna. They're not partying in the same pools. So it's the thing. Texas, Houston, Texas A&M, different. Waco, Lubbock,
SMU
in Dallas. You're in the hub.
You are.
Right, but in Dallas, you're also going to share with, guess what? Jerry Jones is going to take, he's going to take a big chunk. Mark Cuban and the Mavericks are going to take a chunk. The World Series champion Rangers are going to take a chunk. I don't know. Your hockey team is still down there being a force. So, yeah, it plays, but it's a bigger space with more corporations with billions of dollars of revenue, where this $20 million that Pilot put in is a drop in the bucket to what they're getting back from that space.
Yeah.
Plus, it gives them a foot in the door to recruit the best from that university.
Right.
Right? So all of that, it becomes a headhunter's dream. And that's the thing. So for Nebraska, they don't have to fight with an NFL team over this money. The first to the table. And Pinnacle Bank is in a position because they're already in the game.
Yeah.
Memorial, woof. Really changes some conversation. Haymarket Park, you have to negotiate some things, but it also helps you renovate it because whoever you partner with, a part of the partnership deal is you cover the renovations that make us a top flight Big Ten baseball facility rather than what it is. So through all of the work, Jay, Minnesota, I would love. Like, I watched what Minneapolis did with it, with that little downtown area around all the stadiums, right?
Yeah.
Dinkytown's fun.
That was corporate driven, but not corporate logo. It was driven by the corporations to create space where they could do business in full.
Well, especially by the stadium.
Right? That's the beautiful purpose.
Yeah.
Nebraska, again, once again, has found itself in a really good spot to do the thing that needs to be done, can be done. Then you just have to figure out what they're going to get for it. And then you have to get to work.
Yeah, I think there's two ways to look at it. Sit back and watch and you know, see like 5 to 10 teams and see the good and bad from it. Or do you see, okay, let's see a couple guys do it. Let's try to put our own like stamp on it or find another unique way to be the first to do it. Because you're able to do some research. I think teams are, you know, as far as this $25 million, you're going to start to see teams, I think, start to hire people on how to, like, find unique ways to create that type of income.
What about, like, Florida International Pitbull? Are we counting that?
Well,
yeah,
that's the space. Got to,
yeah.
Well, but here's the thing. Then becomes the personal identity becomes a matter of it rather than the corporate entity. Magic Johnson has a corporate entity. Magic's name has a personal and cultural entity. they're all good in that space. Mm-hmm. Not everybody, the same for Jordan. I fully expect that Charlotte is wringing its hands together at the idea and the concept that, oh my goodness, here we go. Because Nike and the Jordan brand will allow them to get two pockets of the country for the same deal. For the same deal. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was conversation about Charlotte and Portland getting on the same page with several things. Just, hey, I don't know, NFL in Portland. Another conversation for another time. But Michael Jordan and Nike and Jordan brand, they've been busy behind the scenes. There are certain places, Jay, that if you wait, if you're in competition in those spaces, wait. But if you're not in competition, Nebraska can't lose. If they this is one that they need to be the pioneer and not the settler. Get your money and change the game. They literally can change their place in the Big Ten Conference. And you can lock down the state. Lock down the state. Don't let Creighton be first.
Don't let Creighton be second.
I don't care if they're second.
Get them out of the picture.
Listen, I need for them to be the other folks, though. Because they don't have a 90,000-seat stadium that gets packed, that you can put concerts in, that you can put other events in. They don't have that. So, here you go. Show me who you are. Be the pioneer. I always hated the thing. We're not going to be first, but we're not going to be last. Ugh! Just tell me you're trying to be basic without telling me you're trying to be basic. Be first.
Yeah.
It's your money. You run the state. Run the state.
Get I think money. A lot more ideas will come, you know, if the Nebraska, you know, start putting some more in the win column. It starts to free up your mind a little bit. You know what I'm saying, Austin? So I think it's just going to be interesting to see. I mean, you know, look, the football season is upon us, right? We're two and a half weeks away. But as we know, in football season, both college and the NFL, next thing you know, we'll be like, man, we're in week eight. We're looking 4 weeks down the road, like the season's over. Then we're
not this year, Jay. We're going to bowl game. Dang it!
I know. I'm just a regular season.
Come on, man.
But what that means is all jokes aside, all serious. What that means is you have to be thinking about that during the season, because if you're trying to wait till when's the sign up here? February or whatever?
Early December.
Or December. And then if you try to like wait till time is right, I'll start thinking about it in 2025, you know, first quarter. That first quarter, that means your game time is over. So the $25 million, granted, it's not just in first year one or year two. You have to plan your 5, 6, and a beyond. Because that's how you're going to be able to build a sustainable product. Because if it is essentially pay for play, you got to go out and money manage and all that stuff, and throughout the whole, you know, gamut of teams. If you only are able to do it for a couple of years, the doors you're knocking at ain't going to happen.
Okay, but this is where my head starts to hurt. If there are 10 target 5 and 4 star athletes who can change Nebraska's football program. Right now. And this is the way to pay for it short term to help you get to winning. Chicken or egg, this is an opportunity for you to create revenue that you currently don't have so that you can go get players to help you win in 2025 and 2026. The game will evolve again in 2026 and 2027. But you've put yourself in a position where you have a resume of success in 2024 and 2025. If you can go get the number one offensive lineman and the number one linebacker and the number one quarterback for the next 3 years, I'll figure out 2027 because I'm investing in the program, I've got revenue in the program, and I've got success in the program.
With 3 players?
5 players, 10 players.
Bro, you need like 30.
Okay. So
that's a low number.
If somebody gives you an open checkbook.
Who's going to do that?
Find them.
That building down there with 90,000 people.
It's always going to be packed. But, man, you got to make money. You got to make money on top of that, man. You got to sustainability as far as like you need to plan that. It's like, okay, you're going to think if you have 50 million versus 150, I'm going to get 150. Because I know I'm going to win in 2 years. I'm going to make sure I win in five.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And you haven't won in a while.
Well, then you can't say in 2 years then. So now we're getting back to the same conversation, and we can talk about this with Mike Riley.
Do you not
either try? You're going to win. That's what, if I have 150 million, I'm already winning in year two. What do you think? I'm going to have 150 million. Just like,
how are you going to get to 150?
The same way you're going to get to 50. You heard what Magic said. Once you make your first million, you're already at 10. The Magic Man said it.
So you need to go and make 50 million.
Right. Okay. So the same way you make 50, the same way you're going to make 150.
The easiest way.
So if you
get
50 and then you bottom out like TCU, you ain't going to get that other 100.
Would you rather be TCU?
No, I would not. I would not want to be TCU.
I do not want to play in the national championship. Nebraska doesn't want to play in the national championship.
What TCU did is not planned. You got beat 63-0.
Would Nebraska trade its soul to beat TCU a year ago?
Some people would.
Yeah.
Right. And then what?
Yeah, and then you load again.
Were they loaded last year?
TCU loading up now. They just pulled in $75 million
right.
in a donation.
I'm talking about on the field. Did they load up last year? Were they good last year?
Were they good last year?
No, they
were
horrible.
What was their
record last year? They were horrible.
What was their record last year?
Austin?
What was TCU's record last year?
What was TCU? Didn't they fire their coordinator like in the game six or something?
TCU went 5-7 last year.
They were horrible.
What does that sound like to you, Austin?
Sounds like Nebraska's record.
So it sounds like a program that played in a national. We're putting a team that played in the national championship.
Timeout. Playing in the national championship, competing in the national championship, and participating, trust me, I know the experience, are two different things. What TCU did in the national championship does not hold any weight when you're talking about what you did. You showed up on national TV and got obliterated. That's not playing. You got lucky and got there, and you embarrassed yourself. And if we know what a byproduct that is, what you did the next year. Because if you got championship DNA, you do not do that the next year. There ain't no way in the world. There's no way TCU.
You know that you're talking from Nebraska.
I'm talking about TCU. What does that got to do with Nebraska? This is not a Nebraska discussion. This is TCU.
Oh, I'm speaking directly about Nebraska.
Well, how are you talking about TCU? Everything can't come back to Nebraska. TCU went to the national championship.
Are they the functional business model, the closest proximity business model to what we're talking about?
How are they close?
They're right down the street.
TCU, but... So are we talking about TCU or Nebraska?
We're talking about Nebraska.
Okay, so what does Nebraska and TCU have to do with each other?
What?
Nothing.
Because there is a model. There is an actual example that you can, in fact, take a 5-6 program or whatever they were 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, and get to a national championship game, which to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, this fan base would absolutely love.
Right.
That Nebraska could catch lightning in a bottle.
Right.
And end up in this year's championship game.
And then what?
And they don't care.
Who are you talking to?
It means that for 1 year, because 99% of programs in college football don't get to the championship game.
Right.
It means that you, for one season, you made the right choices. You recruited the right people. You developed the right thing. You did business in the right way. And your fan base, this booster support system that moves this entire economy,
right,
has a national championship. One, you get to play
win a national championship or get obliterated.
To play in the game, to get 35 additional practice days.
But you're going to get that anyway.
No, you don't get it.
If you make a bowl game, you get 30 more practices.
If you get, if here's the, get a bowl, get better. Let's say for the sake of discussion, we're talking about getting to a bowl game. Would that put more money into,
get into a bowl game, yes.
Put more money? Okay. Would that help you recruit?
Of course.
Does it validate the coaching decisions being made?
In the short term.
Does it improve the public consideration of the University of Nebraska and increase admission requests, donations?
Off of making one bowl game?
Yes.
How much? Like a half a percent?
That half a percent, over $250 million, is a substantial amount of money.
Yeah, but this, I'm talking long term, dude. I want to win all the time. I mean, if you like winning once in a while, I like that. You know who else did that? Scott Frost did that. I want to win.
Scott Frost did.
What a winner is, dude, is like I have to be able to win. I have to be portable. What the problem is, yes, it'd be great to get to the national championship, but you can go down and ask TCU. Yeah, it's great. I know a kid on the team. High school. He hates it.
What has to happen for Nebraska to play in a championship game? How many successful weeks?
In a national championship game?
Yes.
We need to make a bowl game.
I'm asking a question. How many good things would have to happen for Nebraska to make it to a championship game? How many games would they have to win over the course of the next five months?
You got to probably win, 14 games probably. 13
okay,
for sure.
Okay, so you had to win 12 in the regular season.
So you got to win
conference
9.
Conference championship. Most
okay,
likely.
So 10.
And then you have 3 rounds of playoffs.
Yeah, so you got to win.
You're not a top 4.
Okay,
seed. Yeah.
So Nebraska. All right, everybody, go with me here. That Nebraska would win 12 games this season.
Right.
Those 12 weeks and those 4 months would be
phenomenal.
Would be phenomenal.
That's an ice cream. If you want to be happy, buy ice cream. That's it. I'll be happy when I eat the ice cream. So if we go to the championship in 2024, so in 2028, what's that going to do for me? All the players are gone.
You have a method and a menu for success that you
in
have
2028.
Not had, that you have not had here since 2009. Fair?
I know we're talking about Nebraska. Strick and I talked about this yesterday. Maybe this is going to help a little bit. But yeah. One of the teams I'm most curious to watch this year is Missouri.
Right.
6-6, 6-6, 11-2 out of nowhere.
Right.
I don't know if Missouri has staying power. But the reason I'm interested in Missouri is because I'm curious to see if they unlocked the model. It wasn't a national championship game.
Salute.
But Missouri came from the bottom middle, right? They popped up their first couple years in the SEC, mm-hmm. went back down, and now they pop back up.
Right.
Is Missouri legitimately standing on business? Are they legitimately here to stay, or did they pop up, right? I think Drinkwitz is a good coach.
He is a good coach.
I don't know what's going on in the athletic department at Missouri, but I almost wonder if Missouri is setting the foundation. Hire the right coach, get the right systems in place. Here's how you approach it as the big university in the state.
I'm so fascinated to watch the Tigers this year. You can't worry about staying there if you never get there. You could talk about what the long game and long vision. Long vision is having a plan for success. Getting to success. Doing a series of things, mission-related, task-related, immediately one level that I need to win 12 games in 2024. And then, based on that, I can look forward. One, I can tell Austin and his parents and his coaches that I've figured it out. Because otherwise, I can't. I'm asking you to buy into a thing that hasn't happened.
Right. Nobody said not making a bowl game. What are you going to tell the parents after you go 5-7? And you going 4-8 this year because they hot garbage. Like I said, the dude from my high school, they hot garbage. What are you selling then? Because sooner or later, you either got to say sustainability, which is winning over time. And sustainability in this day in college football is not what it was when I played. So kind of to Austin's point and DP's point, you better be able to make something happen. If you're there for 5 years or if a kid is there for 5 years, 3 out of those years. Because the competition, there's too much parity, and it's not really going to happen. So you're not going to get to a national championship overnight anymore because you have to build towards it. So if you build towards it, you have to fundraise. You got to think about it longer term than just say, okay, we make a national championship. Because here's what happens. You get to the national championship, this is whether you win or lose. When that next day comes, that's gone. You're no more really a national championship after that. You gotta, you, if you're the defending national champion, you better be working twice as hard to defend your title. If you just got obliterated, you better lick your wounds and figure out how you just, you're not going to embarrass yourself, because it changes overnight. And I'm going to tell you like this, fans don't care. They care in the moment. They don't care about next year, because they're going to think like, okay, you won last year. Let's see if you can do it again. You're fighting your own success or not success. And if you get embarrassed, they don't want to see that. They don't want to see embarrassment.
I can't worry about This is what
I'm not playing in the championship to say I got there and I got beat by 40 points. That's not success. That is just dumb. Yes, you do.
You don't control.
TCU played the game and got annihilated.
Would you again? Here's where I am with it. I know that in order for TCU to get to the championship, they had to knock off somebody in the playoff game.
Right.
They had to win the conference championship. They had to win a series.
They didn't win the conference championship.
They had to
though.
Win a series of games to get.
But
to
they the didn't win the conference championship but
they
though. They lost to Kansas State.
They got there.
They backdoored their way in, and whoever you talk to, they would say they actually they don't deserve it because they didn't have the strength of schedule to get there. TCU got there. Now let me ask you this: if you had $100, would you bet Michigan against TCU 2 out of 3 times? They played out of the ordinary to win.
I would be thrilled. I would be thrilled if TCU, a program that is not considered a national power in football,
right,
makes their way to a conference championship game or a national tournament game, because it means that TCU did a thing over the course of a season. They had a Heisman Trophy candidate at TCU in 2022. That means that they were at, listen, they had levels of success. They had good game plans. They had good meal plans. They'd stayed out of trouble academically. Everybody showed up. The fan base got 16 weeks, 20 weeks of happiness. 20 weeks of happy, pure bliss. And then they were closer to success than anybody else, not named Michigan.
Right.
Literally, they were the happiest fan base.
Or Ohio State.
Not named Michigan, Ohio State. Other than that, everybody else, Texas, do you think Texas would love to have been TCU? Yes. Texas A&M? Yes. Everybody, Nebraska? Yes. So what TCU do, you don't devalue what they did because of the result.
I'm not devaluing it, but I have a different perspective. I like to win all the time. I don't like to lose. That's the worst thing to do. I don't like being the first place loser. I'm not like Iowa say, oh, well, we got second in the Big Ten. Whoop-de-doo. You ain't a winner. That's the great thing about football. Every single play, you win or you lose. There ain't no in between.
Are you saying that TCU team wasn't winners?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
I like to win all the time. That means if I win in year one, I'm not going to sit back in year four and be like,
you
man, we won.
When you're not competing, TCU was the only other team that played that was successful enough to get to that game. Nobody else can talk. Look, all these other Alabama,
they can't say
Georgia,
it. They can't. You're right. They can't say it that year. But you know what Michigan can say? They can say it the year after that.
Yep.
And they can say it the year after that. And guess what they won?
That's why
a national championship. Why TCU is where they're at.
That's,
so that's just the difference. That's the difference in mentality. TCU was the second best team in theory that year. In reality, they really weren't. But technically, they were the second best team. But success over time is what your boy Khakis did, even though he doesn't wash his hands when he goes to the bathroom.
Does Nebraska win national titles if they don't go through the hardship to make them change how they were doing business in the years that they didn't?
Yeah, but they never got obliterated to the point that where you're 63. What Nebraska had to do was change their defense, change their recruiting to get over the hump. TCU and Nebraska, when they were like in the early 90s and 89, there ain't no comparison. They were winning championships.
The thinking that one game changes the whole thing when a whole season of resume.
Right.
This is the whole thing I have with the combines and all this stuff that, you know, somebody throws a good ball, they have a big game, and you write off 16 games of film resume on the type of player they were because they had they had one good performance. TCU had a good year. I would pay copious amounts of money for Nebraska to have one good year. One good year like TCU had. You know what? It's not ideal that you go to a championship game.
But what would you trade that off for?
Can you think about that over break?
Yep.
We're a little overdue.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.